psychology is the study of human behavior? No. It's not the study of human behavior. All the phobias and obsessive compulsive disorders, everything, what do they use to cure that? Medicine. It's the same thing, you know, like as I mentioned, the body being the car. First you have to see what a human being is, then you will be able to observe the behavior of that human being. True or not? So this body of ours that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us is something that we can use. We own it. To either go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to go away from Him. And if every process and action that you are taking is taking you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are doing the purpose of your life. If actions of yours are taking you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are still an abd. You're still an abd. None of us are free men here. We have been created as slaves. Illa liya'budun. We have been created as slaves. We only decide with our power of choice whose slavery are we going to accept. Whether you use that consciously as a process or you don't. The way you're sitting, maybe your dad used to sit that way. The way you look, maybe your dad used to look that way. By your walking, somebody can tell you probably that you are son of this person. From the very beginning, we mimic. How did you learn how to smile? How did you learn how to speak? How did you learn how to walk? How did you learn how to sit? Everything, all of your actions were mimicked. You mimicked your parents. And every single thing that you do, you have taken it from someone else. Either subconsciously or consciously. If you say, I don't have any role model in my life. You're wrong. There is always a role model in your life that you have shaped yourself that way. Ask yourself, why did you choose the dress or clothes that you're wearing before you came here? Did you decide on your own? Or was it that it was the influence of something else that made you wear that? What I'm trying to say is that every single action that you do, you are going to end up doing it under the influence of something or someone. If you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have three choices here. Either you can do whatever you think, you can do whatever other people think, or you can do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. These are the three choices that you have. Should I speak or should I not? Choice. True or not? Should I speak or should I not? It's a choice, right? If I say I will speak because I want to speak. I will speak because the others want me to speak. Or I will speak because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to speak. Or I will stay quiet because I want to stay quiet. Or I will stay quiet because others want me to stay quiet. Or I will stay quiet because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to be quiet. I will walk because I want to walk. I will walk because others want me to walk. I will walk because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to walk. Every single choice you will do, you would have these three choices. True? So if in every choice you make the choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, what are you doing? Your whole life, every single breath you're taking is worship. Religion came to make us. Religion came to make us a human being. Heaven or hell is not the destination of religion. Why do you pray namaz? So you can go to heaven. Why did you go for Hajj? So you can go to heaven. Why did you fast? So you can go to heaven. Why do you read Quran? So you can go to right? And almost every religion would say that their destination is either heaven or hell. There is a difference between destination and motivation or motivators. Your kids, if you have kids, that's great. If you don't have kids, you were a kid some point or another, right? So all of us are included in this. Your parents would tell you, or you tell your kids, do your homework, I will give you chocolate. True? If you do not do your homework, I will ground you. Two motivators. True? The reason why, the parents have to give those motivators is because the child does not understand the importance of homework. The purpose of the parents is not to tell this person, is not to give them the chocolate or grounding. The purpose is so that this child does their homework. The promise of heaven and the promise of hell are those two motivators. So that we can do the homework that we do not understand the importance of it. So that we are motivated to do that homework. Which is, مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. That homework was to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of religion makes us understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And the whole of religion takes us from zero to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namaz came to get you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namaz did not come to get you to heaven. Heaven was that motivation for you to pray namaz. If you have made the means as the purpose, or you make the purpose as your means, you will never get to the end result. What is a car? Car is a mean. Car is a transportation, it's a means to go from A to B, true? If I always just sit in the car and don't go anywhere, I am very proud to say that I've sat in the car 10,000 times. Okay, did you go anywhere? No, I didn't go anywhere. I just sat in the car. Well, the purpose was not for you to sit in the car. The purpose was for you to go from A to B. So if you have done your namaz, and your namaz is not taking you from closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you haven't used the means. You've just made it into a purpose. And when you make means as your purpose, you lose the soul of it. You should sit down after prayers and see where you are, how close are you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your gauge, your measuring gauge should be how close are you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single act of worship that you do. Sincerity of actions will get you to those points where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be. And He gave us not just an instruction manual, but He gave us role models as well. What is the instruction manual of human beings? Quran. If the instruction manual is in Chinese, would you be able to use it? If you get to make something and the instruction manual comes in Chinese and they say make it, can you make anything? You don't understand Chinese, how are you going to make? Like your kids' toys, once you buy them, they give you the instruction manual only in Chinese. What would you be able to do? Nothing. You'll try on your own, try to fix something here and there, but you will not get how the owners want that thing to become.